Let's have a quickie.
Yeah, we're going to have a quickie.
Let's have an afternoon delight at 7 p.m.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, those are great. They really get you...
You feel like you got a lot in a day.
You get some shit done after those. I do. For us ladies.
It's an upper.
It is an upper. It is.
The phrase, it's a terrible phrase, but it's a shot in the arm. My mom's always saying that, and I was like, we have these analogies that we need to, you know? Whatever. I know you're always like, don't take it so seriously.
Yeah, I don't think we should give that shit so much power.
Well, some of them, though, I think we got to drop. Wife beater. We don't, you know, there are some.
I know, honey. I know.
There are some that just should not be said.
I know.
Okay.
I know. We are really funny. We really create a lot of weird shit in this experience.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it in. You sound kind of far. Okay. Get in here.
You want me to turtleneck this thing?
Yeah.
We still don't have a proper stand for anything. We don't have anything holding our cell phone when we record shit. We certainly don't have lighting.
We have the
Who
sun.
Needs that?
I'm gonna really hawkeye this clock though, because we got takeout.
Okay,
the order is in, I don't want my enchiladas
you don't
cold.
Want that shrimp to firm up? It's not good.
It's rubbery.
You cannot reheat it. You can't. I don't even know if an air fryer will do it any good. I don't know.
Okay, this is high tech air frying.
I only air fry because I have that husband that loves all the gadgets and all the.
I know.
Surprised he hasn't gotten us a bunch of extra things yet. Mm-hmm.
It's coming. We're still young.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to do a deep dive on a topic. Okay, we're only 2 minutes in.
A deep dive for 10? What is it?
Focus.
Okay. A
presence,
deep dive on focus.
Presence.
People are not focused.
No, we are not. The other day I was like having a, you know, existential crisis about my like learning style.
I know, honey.
I'm so deep in this education, returning student.
What's working well? You can hear my jingles. I'm sorry.
I know, you've got so much gold on. What is working well for me in this moment is to remind myself that it's never too late to learn a new, or to remember being present. I know what it feels like to be present. I know what it feels like to feel focused. The distractions.
So what I'm hearing is you've been really giving yourself a hard time about your lack of focus.
I've been curious about it.
Okay, good. So we've made...
Sure. I've done some shame, some self-shaming, some self-sabotage thought. It's true. We're all guilty of it.
And now you are
and
more
now
curious.
I'm curious.
And
now
you're ready
I'm
to do some...
Some reframe, some just like open to... Okay, I'm on this... He's just like a riot. Jim Quick... All about like improve your reading, do these hacks.
Is this a YouTuber?
Yeah, brain rich diet, you know, all of this shit. And he's got these little isms that he says, and it's just.
He's distracting you from your work. Did you go down a Jim Quick rabbit hole on the YouTube?
I cannot.
When you were supposed to be studying?
I cannot do like IV setup in the car for like 4 hours of commuting a week. It's probably about 7. I got a lot of car time and I got to diversify.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Quiet time. Talk to you for an hour. Jim Quick. IVs. You know, I gotta zhuzh it up.
Okay.
And this is, and it's me just being curious and knowing like the work is never done. Just to know that we can still learn Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too late. That I'm not late.
Oh, no.
I've got this story that I'm late.
I know.
You know I do.
I know you do.
We are not late. I'm not late.
And not even close.
Not even close. And just to remember that like, these are skills I want. I mean, and it's not just like learn how to feel less distracted or read faster or take better notes. It's about being present.
Mm-hmm.
It's about having deeper relationships and feeling like you're actually really, I mean, how often are your kids talking to you and you have no fucking idea what they're saying? Ever? That does, you're never just like,
I mean, yeah, it happens, but it's not like, that's not my norm.
It's not my norm either, but there's a lot coming at us, right?
It was happening. It was weaving in throughout that COVID time.
Mama,
well, you maybe the reason why I can't really, it doesn't really feel like a thing. I just put the headphones on.
You tune them out.
I just, if they see me with my headphones on, I'm like,
what? Can't hear you. I'm not taking these off.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, because you had to really implement some
boundaries,
strategic, like, how am I going to get through this in the next few hours?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Bluetooth headphones for an hour or so for music or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
But or back just, to your point, to circle back around about being present in conversation.
Yeah, it was an exciting week for me because it was like, you know how we do these deep dives and we get onto something and we're like, okay, I'm feeling the motivation, I'm feeling the inspo, I'm feeling like I'm back in my flow state.
Is there a little bit of, I'm having an observation about you.
You're challenging me. Just be happy for me. Why do you always gotta challenge me?
It actually is not a challenge, though. Okay. It's an observation. You can totally say, you can be like, I don't need it. You can, I mean, I tell people that in my life.
Okay, let's hear it.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Okay.
You get pumped when you get like a new little hit of somebody.
Totally.
It's like a novelty thing? Like,
how do you mean?
Like, there's so much that...
Is that workshop energy? Is that what are you accusing me of having, workshop syndrome? I'm okay with it.
I'm just wondering.
Hello, my name is Margaret, and I have workshop syndrome.
There's a lot going on.
It's either workshop syndrome or fucking cry. Okay.
I see this trend. I see a trend here, which
that's
is
okay.
Like weekly, maybe bi-weekly. There's
you a got new- a lot of you got a lot of pep talk emails coming in at you. I know you do. You got a lot of pep talk emails from people you've never met. Okay? I don't think I'm the only one that's guilty of workshop syndrome.
I think we need a little bit less self-help.
You know?
We gotta mix it up. We gotta get a fictional novel in there.
I'm not doing it. I don't got time for that shit.
I did
the female comedians in the bathtub the other night. I told you I did 15 minutes of really raunchy sex humor. Okay, stand up. I shush it
okay,
up.
Okay, you know what? I think we're just being so hard on ourselves in general. We're okay, you guys. We're okay. We don't have to constantly lean.
Improve.
Okay. We actually got to lean out a little bit.
Well, it's a lot about like, how can we really squeeze? How can we milk this?
The thing is about the information era. I think we're now really overstimulated with information. Like, we're overdoing it.
Well, we're over
to the point that we're, it's, this is just what I'm noticing, just like more macro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is so much information now has us really, like flight or freeze mode a little bit. Like,
well, it's
because to me, all of this overstimuli and like the novelty never wears out. You can just, you can find a new person on YouTube or Instagram tomorrow to keep pumping you up with all the shit. And it's like, but where's your wisdom in all? Like, you have your you have ancient wisdom in your DNA. You have an inner being that is constantly trying to communicate with you. Maybe we turn off the YouTube. Maybe we pause on the... I like that you're talking about focus, because I was thinking about like where I have like a couple areas of my life that I'm implementing like very strategic self-discipline with. I think that, and it's, and it, it's so... it doesn't require all of the external. It requires
the listening.
Yeah.
The inside. Yeah. That we have the answers, the inner guidance, the inner wisdom. I hear that. I totally hear that. And you know, I'm not afraid to get out that journal. I'll get out the journal.
Yeah.
I'll sit still.
I just,
you know,
I love it all. And I appreciate it all for what it is.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah.
Inward, outward, and everything in between. I just don't, I also just, I think that for a long time, we've also, we've been more inclined to just hand over
our power,
own power
and our wisdom
to all
that somebody else knows more
than we
do. And
now, within the last 10 years of social media platforms just exploding in our lives, we're all, I just feel like we're all like, we're so, we're overstimulated, like we're over caffeinated, but like.
Well, yeah, it's, I mean, it's always been there. Take this. Read that, eat this, listen, you know, like how to maximize the experience of what it is to be human or healthy or all that shit. I know there's a lot of it. It's everywhere.
I mean, ironically, it doesn't, it's not always keeping you very present.
Exactly.
It's not always, it's not really inviting you to really be in the mundane of, I mean, the mundane is.
No, but I also have found that like at this time, embracing what it means for me to feel really okay with being the student and that I don't have to like reinvent the wheel of like what could help this person might also help me, instead of just feeling a little bit like lost at sea of like I could use some guidance or I could use some support or I could use some, you know, reminders that like you have the potential to whatever, you know, dot, dot, dot. And yeah, and that, I don't know, because it's been interesting to be like the like the humility of
managing your school workload?
No, or just like the pulling back of like looking at it really macro of like,
of always being a student in a sense?
Yeah, of always being a student in a sense, but also like,
I mean,
I'm not late.
It's a beautiful sentiment to
to feel really grateful, to just feel really like present. I don't know. For me, I think the big takeaway from all of this like deep dive in the YouTube guy is just a reminder that it's not that there's room for change. That there's that we can learn Spanish, that we got to just put down the stories.
Oh, all the time we can put down stories.
All those stories.
That's what's so cool about it, is you can, you know? You really can bring it conscious.
Yeah.
You really can bring it from being subconscious to conscious and say, oh, I don't, this doesn't even really work for me.
And true. And I think it's like triple ironic that you and I are talking about this shit on a fucking microphone.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Joke's on us.
I mean, we're...
That's funny.
This is... We're in the business of communication and putting more out there.
But we're also participating in what we're, like, sort of criticizing in a way of, like, we're inundated. There's just info coming from all over.
I'm not criticizing. I'm observing. Yeah. I mean, you... But, call it whatever you want. Right. I don't.
Or, but to just speak to the, like.
I mean, we can discern things we that we're a part discern. Of. That's totally. That's very.
And we've said this multiple times before that we all know what our limit is and what amount of. I mean, it's something to be curious about.
Mm-hmm.
How much of input is really, and that it's so individual.
Yeah, and it's different every day.
It is different every day.
I was on my walk the other day and I just could not. This is what I love this conversation, because you literally cannot run out of anything to listen or watch anymore.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You're not gonna ever run out. So no. But so, you know, we have these devices in our hands.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a good few miles into my walk.
Do you do the arms? Because you really pump those arms.
Yeah, I get those arms.
Do you do going circles?
Because
do you ever shush it up and do the circles, little circles?
No,
just pumps.
I'm never. I don't like never, but I have okay. not. I don't seem to get like inspired to do the circles.
Okay. My dad did. Shout
That's
out.
That's great.
All right.
I have there's a woman in my neighborhood who really likes that move.
Okay.
Or no, it's this.
Ooh.
Sorry, I wish you all could see this.
It's flipper.
It's actually not circles. It's this.
It's flipper.
What does this do? Shoulder.
Ooh, is that a back thing? Is that like
this is like
tit enlargement? We don't want you to lose your point. Where were you? Okay.
Nothing was satisfying me in terms of what to listen to.
Ooh.
And in the past, I've been inclined to kind of just like bear and grin it, so to speak. Like, just kind of be like,
just
figure it out. Figure out, find something you want to listen to. But this time I was like, I don't need to listen to anything while I walk.
No.
So I'm not gonna. And yeah. I know that's like a
your
silly.
Your dad like is like a serious walker. He probably is not listening to stuff, is he?
Outside, yeah. No. My parents aren't listening to anything on their walks.
They're just walking. Mm-mm.
Yeah, they want to hear the Cardinals and the.
I know.
Yeah, but I just thought this is a really simple moment to recognize when, like, I mean, my inner being in my alignment was like, you know, maybe nothing. How about mm-hmm. that for once?
I know. I'm like that in the car with all that commuting, because I'm like, what am I gonna study? Am I gonna mm-hmm.
It's happened to me in the car too, where I'm like,
am I gonna call somebody? Who am I gonna connect with? What uh-huh. am I gonna do? How am I gonna maximize my hour? And like, either whatever. And then it's like, no, you're gonna drive. You're gonna just turn down the dial for a minute.
Mm-hmm. I'm appreciating that more in a new way mm-hmm. when that happens, of just mm-hmm. yeah, mm-hmm. letting that be what it is and have silence
mm-hmm.
or the sounds of nature around you.
Yeah,
or
like
the
environment around you. Yeah, like we don't become dependent on something to...
So
there's a dependency.
I mean, there's that applies to everything we're talking about, which is like, you know what? I don't need another YouTuber today to pump me up, and right. I don't need another podcast today, and I don't need to go on Instagram today.
Or I don't need to
actually
go
just need to
this.
Stay logged off right. for a couple of days. Maybe that's what I need.
Yeah,
you know, that's discernment.
Yeah,
that's exercising discernment. I don't think anything should be an all or nothing thing.
Yeah.
I think
it's shifting.
It's trusting yourself. It's trusting yourself to know what you need today.
Totally, and it's shifting for me. Which feels good, because there was a time that, as far as like my schooling goes, there was this a little bit of the should, like, oh, I should listen to this now because I've got this time and I should maximize the time.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's shifted to like, I want to. Mm-hmm. I'm like a real deep curiosity of like, oh, I really didn't.
That's a totally different vibration.
I really didn't understand yeah. that. What the, you know, just, yeah, it feels good. It's more exciting. You can
focus more that way. And yeah. that's in that when you're coming from that. I want to.
Because you're really listening.
Well, you're pumped when you want to. Yeah. Are you kidding? You're
engaged.
Yeah.
You're like, it was my choice. It was voluntarily, you know, it's just different.
Mm-hmm. Do we need to go get that food?
God, those fajitas, that shrimp better not be chewy. Okay, if this is going out on the www, we need a song. Or are we going to just really...
This is back pocket.
Or is that
just tuck her away? We're tucking this one away.
Even more irony if we put on a song.
Is it?
I don't know. Got a song?
No, I don't. Don't put on Jim Quick.
I'm not going to put on Jim Quick.
Your shrimp's getting rubbery by the second here.
I'm like thinking, shit, we already did Enya. That's what I'm thinking right now. All right, you guys. Listen to the Cardinals. Hey, you guys. It's Margaret and Andrea from the Let's Do This podcast coming back at you. We're your hosts for the day.
Don't talk like that.
What do you mean?
We don't talk like that. We got these mints. What did you just call these? Italian wedding mints? Yes. They're so good.
Nobody
you
knows. Guys,
you know these mints. Everybody in Wisco knows these.
Not all of our listeners are in Wisco. I know, I was really on to something and you kind of cut me off. Hey, you guys, it's Andrew and Margaret from the Let's Do This podcast. Somebody, yeah. All right.
Somebody what?
Nothing. Doesn't matter.
What?
It's got nothing to do with the price of bread. We though, really value transparency.
Mm.
And we value connection. And we value being true to ourselves.
And we value you all.
And we value you
our little loyal audience.
And we value trusting the process and evolution.
We really do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Way to get in there.
That mint was good, though.
All that to say
is that...
Things are changing a little bit for us over here.
Yeah, we were...
Things are changing.
Is that the... No. How's
turning
it going? We'll put it in there. All right.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
All
that to say, things are shifting and evolving for us.
We're still coming back to the mic, but we're not coming back as often.
Yeah, it might be a little less for.
We'll find out.
We don't know, but we are still lining up these incredible guests.
Yeah.
And. What else?
Anything? I don't know, but you lucky bastards have gotten 2 episodes a month for like 2 years.
With the exception of like June of 2020.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're gonna just turn down the dial. There's a season for everything. But that doesn't mean that we don't still really value tons of connection and engagement and your money on Patreon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
I will see you on Patreon. I don't know. What do we want our listeners to know, Andrea? What do we want to say? What do you want to say?
I want to say that I love doing this with you.
I love doing this with you too.
I love our process.
I know you do.
I've said that a lot, but I'm really proud of us because We each have uniquely, we've really embodied courage in this role, in this adventure together.
Yeah.
I think doing this together, we started this in January of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't launch, but that's when we set things in motion.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that in doing this with you, I have found a new, I rediscovered or found or
remembered.
Reconnected to or remembered a part of my voice that I was, I guess, a little disconnected to.
Yeah.
Or that I just was being invited to connect.
Get to know more.
To, mm-hmm. to utilize in this way.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that we've both been really courageous here in yeah. this space.
Uh-huh.
Because as we were just dissecting
yeah.
before this little ending segment, there's so much to listen to.
Yeah, you're always saying this.
And there's so much content for people. And we know that.
Yeah.
And yet here we are, and we're here because we love this.
We do.
And we...
It's really fun.
We've really... I'm just really proud of how much we've taken away from it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we both found layers to mm-hmm. ourselves. And what an honor it is to be a witness of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as your friend, mm-hmm. to witness that in you.
Mm-hmm. Likewise. And,
yeah.
Likewise.
So that's what I want to say. Because this is a big deal. Doing this is a big deal.
Yeah. Well, and it's the vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
Check that off the list. And it's the courage. And then there's also just like the logistics of our commitment to each mm-hmm. other. Right?
Because yeah.
it's a commitment to each other.
It's a big commitment. It's been a big commitment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We've it's left time. Our families at nights and mornings and
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And so thank you to them for all the support, because they've been very supportive
totally.
Of all of this.
Shout out.
But yeah, we're going to be here a little less because you are on,
I'm on an a mission. Incredible.
And I
we all
I
are.
Like to think, I mean, I'm.
You are on a mission. I'm on a mission.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And so. Time is a very strange thing, and
mm-hmm.
there are other things that are asking for our time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
But we are still asking for your support.
Yeah, We're not leaving. We're certainly not leaving. We do have some great guests that are continuing to line up.
We do.
And we still have a lot to share and a lot to laugh about.
And if you like the show, you probably know 5 people that would like the show.
Yeah, passing it on really, really supports
us.
It's
so huge. And I know you might think, like, this whole Patreon thing, it's kind of like, we'll let the other guy do it, you Mm-mm. know? But, like, actually, I mean, that's just right. Part of what it means to be, I don't know, just not waiting for the other guy sometimes mm-hmm. in life.
Mm-hmm.
And that your financial support is really, there's a lot of gratitude in
there's
that.
There's a reason why.
It's a lot of gratitude in that.
Yeah.
It's an offering of thanks, you know, mm-hmm. and that is really well received.
Yeah, so if you can support us over on Patreon, we greatly appreciate it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Okay.
Anything else you want to add to that, my love?
No, let's go find that song that we're going to throw on here, though. What's that called?
Oh, shit, I don't have my phone.
We'll find it. All right, we'll put it in there.
Changes. Changes. You got to grab the... Changes.
Changes. Turn and face the strain. Changes. It's gonna have to be a different man.